Parents of kids using private school vouchers are calling on lawmakers to keep the current program structure in place. As of now, the list of schools to be designated for eligible vouchers is about to double. Students are eligible for EdChoice vouchers if their public school building appears on the low-performing list. That list has 517 school buildings on it now, but it's set to jump to more than 1,200. Lawmakers are looking at a proposal to avoid that spike, which would happen February 1st. But Cornita Allen, who has two kids using the vouchers, says school choice and the voucher program go hand in hand.
Those families having a voucher to be able to make that choice, that's huge, because otherwise they wouldn't have the means to make that choice.
The proposal also includes an increase in need-based voucher eligibility, so more low-income families could still apply. Andy Chow at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.